A woman defends her affair because their love is real. It says wanting to cheat is a good enough reason to do it.
I don't think so. I don't think it is. I mean, you know.
Well, she says, you know, somebody's bound to get hurt.
Yeah.
However, one woman is fighting back against the haters defending her affair by saying their love is real.
What, the person you have an affair with? Yeah, I mean, their love can be real.
Well, her social media is largely dedicated to challenging how viewers think about affairs.
Yeah, I mean, when you're just trying to defend affairs the whole time.
She calls herself an affair apologist and says that she created her account to foster a conversation that helps humanize the people who do human things like cheat. I do not believe that there are any good excuses or reason to cheat other than I wanted to, is what she said. I wanted to is a damn good enough reason to just do it. I don't know if she's going to cuss. I'll see if we get
the
butt.
My name is Chelsea. I'm affectionately called the adulterer apologist on TikTok. I had an affair over 10 years ago. I ended up marrying my affair partner and having 3 children with him. I'm here to help foster a conversation that helps humanize the people who do human things, like cheat.
Yeah. She's got a big-ass grin on her face, too. Yeah. She's like cheat. I mean, she's got old teeth with a big grin, just like, and cheat.
Yeah. I mean, they have been humanized, and, you know.
We need to demonize it.
Yeah.
Let's get back to demonizing it.
I mean, it is kind of like, you know, people do look down upon you, and I think they should. I mean, you shouldn't, I don't know, shouldn't be something that everybody's just okay with.
Let me go to Laura real quick. What's up, Laura? 1-855-FU-BILLY. What are your thoughts? So this woman says that the only excuse you need for cheating is wanting to do so.
I don't think so.
That's it. If you want to do it, do it.
I mean, I agree with her. You know, if you want to cheat, that's a good enough reason to do it. I mean, if you're in a good, healthy relationship, cheating doesn't even cross your mind, you know? I mean, like, you're not even going to look around if you're happy with your partner. But, you know, if you got cheating on your mind, then something's wrong in the relationship, I think. I mean, it could be it's just not like a fit, you know, and maybe your partner's slacking or whatever. But I mean, just wanting to do it is a good enough reason to do it. I mean, I don't think the whole thing like everybody wants to cheat is a bad person. I mean, it's something in the relationship, you know, that drives the person to cheat. So you got to look at, you know, your needs aren't getting met. I mean, if I get my needs met, I'm going to stay wet. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, if you, So I'm going to stay with my partner if my needs are getting met. That's simple as that. And, you know, I mean, if you find a woman or a man that's pretty attractive and you're thinking you want to cheat on your partner, you know, it's something wrong with your relationship. So
Do you believe that every time somebody wants to cheat, that means that there's some deficiencies in the relationship, some needs are not being met? You can't just be a dumbass?
No, I think there's something wrong at home. And, you know, like you said, you had a really good point. Like, when you're living with someone day in, day out, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to start hating that person. I mean, for real.
If you start hating that person, then he's probably not a good fit. And is the first thing you need to do is go cheat? You can't just, I don't know,
I mean,
talk to him?
You know.
Try to work it out?
I mean, I've tried, look, in the past, I've tried to, like, shake down my partner and get my needs met, and it just wasn't happening, so I had to go look elsewhere. You know, you can't get everything you want from one store sometimes. You got to go shopping elsewhere, you know?
That's rude.
It's just the way it is, you know?
Hold on. I got an expert on this. Hold on. Let me play his intro.
All right, we're in the car.
And now, here's Nard, live from his Uber.
All right.
He's a driver, not a passenger.
Not a radio personality.
Oh,
let's go to
Nard.
Well, he's not right now.
Okay, that's uncalled for.
Have you seen him eat?
What?
Let's go to Nard. Yes, Nard.
What does eating have to do with radio personality? What? Everybody eats, Billy. You know how many people have ordered Uber Eats today? A lot of Lindsays are really, really hungry today.
Yeah, all right. What do you got? You had a comment, brother. Let's go. Let's go, buddy.
Is this girl drunk at a daycare right now? Because she sounds really wasted.
Why she got to be at a daycare?
Is she drunk at a daycare?
Did you hear the kid? Do you not hear the kid in the background? She's telling me that I got to call a cheat on your man while she's working at a daycare drunk.
I mean, look, yeah, like, what? I'm a single mom. It's like, I have a kid, yeah.
Single mother works at a daycare drunk. You drunk ass.
We don't know that she's drunk.
Dude.
It sounds like you're projecting.
Is this girl, are you drunk Ubering?
No, I'm not. I'm wondering to all these fat asses right now.
You should check out my OnlyFans. It's pretty hot.
Oh my God.
Nard, she wants you to check out her OnlyFans. Did you have a comment on that?
God. She's got a code for free.
Yeah. Nard don't pay for it.
He's a broke ass.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
She's drunk in the daycare.
You don't hear the baby in the background?
Yeah.
Automatically, anytime there's a baby
daycare
sound,
worker.
Gotta be daycare worker. Some drunk ass daycare workers.